And here's just a quick message to John Wayne Bobbitt. Mate, put it away. We've seen enough of it. It's been in magazines and movies, and quite frankly, it's lost its charm. It's overexposed. In fact, it's starting to make us all a bit sick. It's had its moment in the spotlight. You've got your $2 million. Now, for God's sake, put some pants on and make yourself scarce. I mean, if you'll pardon the expression, it's a pretty slender thread to hang a career on as it is. I'd get out now while the going's good. That porn video, that was hardly a classy move. Okay, so it's back on. Good for you. Congratulations. Get out and have some fun. There's no need to constantly wave it in our faces. You don't see our own Jack Newton racing to put out a juggling video. I've read at least three interviews in the last week with Bobbitt where the journo hasn't even sat down before JW's dropped the strides and said, look, you can't see the join. I mean, what's he going to do for an encore? Because it's a bit of a one-off. You're not really going to make another trip to that well, are you? Like, maybe you could if the price was right, you know, for a commercial or something. Say, Gillette Ultra, the second blade cuts even closer. Now, I must say at this point, I'm not disparaging the miraculous work done by Bobbitt's surgeons. It's a fantastic trick they've done. Makes that David Copperfield look very ordinary by comparison. I mean, forget making the Statue of Liberty disappear and return intact. Come on, Copperfield. Let's see you introduce your glamorous assistant, Lorena. Have her go to work with the tin snips, turn up the dry ice and start weaving a bit of so-called magic on the contents of your swishy Las Vegas pants.